to perfect man, and we know they are, so then what's wrong if I add my own? You see. And if you're going to tell me that there's an exact amount, how could you have their abundance? The answer is no, it's not an exact amount. The Chacham has to, as they see fit, they have to create Isurim. Isurim are there for perfection, provided a person recognizes that these Isurim stem from a higher source. The Isurim stem from God. It's not his own system. It's not an egocentricity. But this is, we don't understand all the benefits of all the Isurim, but we know that this is the proper way of life that leads us to a situation where we can best perceive Chachmas Hashem. Then it's true. So necessary for us to be in a proper state as necessary. But when a person gets involved in his own gzeris, in his own isurim, you see, that's where the danger is. Well, Dayach Mashiach Satara, if the issue stems from the Torah, it's fine. If it stems from himself, then already he's looking for this emotional satisfaction. Of course, it doesn't have to be bedafka through Nadar. I mean, Nadar is an example. But if a person takes upon himself all kinds of crazy abstentions, he can also become emotionally involved in this type of frame of mind. It's just a bit. But halachically, it's in the Nadar. As a means, it's Zaras and Meshubah. But as an end in itself, it becomes a dangerous thing, and then it's on the contrary. Then he needs to be condemned. Okay. That's precisely why, if you'll notice, I mean, the Yisurim of the Torah are not so stringent, really. That's what the Pesach says, Rechadachinon. They're really not stringent, the Yisurim of the Torah. I mean, practically, maybe, I think with the Yisurim of the Torah, most people have more of a psychological problem than an actual problem. Some people, you know, they don't like to be psychological thing, the person doesn't like to be bound. I mean, just understand, if you analyze himself, you find out that there's a psychological source for that. But in practicality, in reality, what are these servitors so hard, they're so painful, what's so difficult? I mean, stench from certain types of meat. I mean, you know what, or Shabbos where he doesn't have to, he can't do any malacha, these servitors per se are not on the contrary. The way of the Torah is really a beautiful way of life, and there's no difficulty in the abstention. And any abstentions that you have, on the contrary, they really enhance a person's life, and they enhance his enjoyment of life. Aside, I mean, especially, of course, a person that understands halachas and every action is constantly brings him to chachma, there's no question about that. But even on a basic level, it's a very enjoyable and pleasant life. But the reason is that when a person is not happy with that, you see, he's looking for the chumras, he's looking for the certain things which are looking for Yisurim. That shows you the dangerous mind. Like Dayach Mashka Star is not just by Nadar, because the Yishalmi uses it by any type of thing that a person abstains from. So it proves my point that it's not simply Nadar, but that mental frame of mind that's really against the system of Yadas. You know what I mean? But Dayach Mashka Star is by Nadar, but also they use it by any type of self-imposed abstentions. You see. But really, you can see the philosophers and Yadas from these two institutions. Shavuos and Nadar.